Blog Talk Radio.
Technical difficulty.
Woo! Oh, she looks so beautiful, don't you agree? Girl, you know what I think you should do right now? You should just take off all of your clothes, every article of clothing, except for the Lita Pump song, girl. I like that. Enough of the kissing and hugging.
Like a basketball, if you got no ass at all. Sorry, girl, but you won't make the casting call. Skinny bitches need to find that nutritious shit that make your ass so thick and delicious. Is it the food or is it the water that make your daughter wanna show what mama taught her? Come here, let me whisper in your ear, tell you all that bullshit that you wanna hear. You'll probably hate my fucking guts in a year, but right about now, you like a nigga style, huh? How I talk, how I smell, how I smile, how I think, how I fuck, how I grind. Fuck with me, you get your meat and your vegetables. Fuck with him, you get a fucking metrosexual. You want a man stronger than you, not a motherfucker in the mirror longer than you. Break a nail in his punk ass looking for glue. You want a nigga with a hard dick looking at you. Looking at you.
Take that. Talk that shit like you wasn't up in there just to fuck.
Yeah, right.
But guess what? Now, bitch, you what up? Yeah, have a sip. Go take a puff.
Yeah.
Go split another blunt. No, roll it up. What's your name? Nigga, love how you came. You just in need of some game. And I got that good thing. Yeah, it's a West Side hood thing. Let you parlay for a date and hit you with that ding-a-ling. I got that good shit lollipop. And once I get up in you, I'll make your body rock. Use a thick little bad bitch. Walk with a switch. All you need now is some gangsta dick. It's the Big Bow Wizzow. You know I'm on the Brazow. Doggy stiz out to make your kitty cat meow. Beep, beep, freak a leak. Fuck some sleep. And don't tell me that I'm in too deep. Okay.
Okay.
Alright.
Alright.
Westside, baby girl, we do it all night.
Back down.
Yeah. You don't get no better than that song. That was by, that's brand new off of the site I get it from. Brand new. Ain't nobody heard that shit yet. And if a motherfucker heard it, they ain't hear the unedited version. But that was Fucking by Snoop Dogg and Ice Cube. You know, I think it might be a thing over there in Cali for motherfuckers to rhyme off beat, because that shit was definitely off beat. Right now, I'm in the process of, because my fucking thing on, Blog Talk Radio, like, the box is cutting off the callers, so therefore, if callers call in, I can't unmute them, so I'm in the process of trying to make the box smaller so that I can fit everything in, because, you know, I got this bullshit-ass fucking computer. So far, I got my camp, my team. You know, Kuba and SD on hold. And I also got Lala on hold. So, you know, guys, work with me. I'm, like I said, I'm in the process of trying to get this shit organized. Oh, this is the bullshit, man. This is the fucking bullshit. Why can't we ever start a show off that's, you know, on point? Why? I mean, this is fucking bullshit. No, how about this? I'm going to X out the shit, and then I'm going to pull the switchboard back up, because, I mean, I'm not really feeling this. Not really feeling this shit at all. Anyway, welcome to Tasty Tuesdays. That's right. Today is Tasty Tuesdays, the old call letters, the old show from back in the day. I couldn't think of nothing else, honestly, so I said, fuck it, Tazy Tuesdays, where we talk about all types of topics, sexual topics, you know, and, you know, whatever else, you know, whatever else you motherfuckers want to talk about. Pretty much all it. All right, let's see. Set as background copy, background select all. View source encoding. Let's see. Document left to right, right to left. No, I don't want to do that. So let's see. I'm going to push that button. That's it, people. No, hold on for a second while I get this shit in order. It seems like there's a lot of hate going on. Only on this show. Come on, you fucking piece of shit. Oh, man. You know what, man? This shit like this makes me want to just fucking throw my... All right, look. The chat room is open, but I doubt anybody's going to go in there, and it's taking up fucking space, so I'm about to fucking exit out of this shit. Because the fucking chat room is acting fucking ridiculous. Oh, man, I'm like 10 seconds from fucking losing it. Really am. 10 seconds from losing it. Like, I mean, instrumentals don't fucking work no more. It's like, and they're treating niggas like crap. We're on here from 11:30 p.m. to 12:30 a.m. Hit us up on the jam lines, 347-215-8388. Taking shout-outs, dedications, and requests. Until the 12:30 midnight hour. Hit us up on our MySpace, myspace.com/THE_TD_show, where we get it popping. You know, you can see profiles by Kuba, which is private, or you can see my profile, which is private, or you can see SD's profile, which is private. So if you really want to check us out, you got to go to myspace.com/THE_TD_show. All right, now let's see what's going on. Let's see. This shit is really pissing me off. So I'm going to play a track right quick. While I try to get everything in order, once again, people, I'm sorry for the inconvenience. Everyone holding Lala, Kuba, especially Kuba and SD, you know. Sorry for the inconvenience. Yeah, I know how Blog Talk Radio be hitting us up with a lot of hate. Maybe it's just that I have a virus. I don't know what the fuck it is. But, you know, hopefully you guys can be patient and hold on. I'm going to get to the bottom of this real quick. Let me just play this quick song right quick while we set shit up. All right, come on. Come on! Shit! It's fucking bullshit, man. You know, and in a way, I didn't want to fucking do a show today, but maybe if I went and did a show, I wouldn't be going through this fucking bullshit. All right, this is brand new. Once again, on the TD show, this is where you hear it first. We get it popping. Straight up January new music. Styles P, please listen to my mixtape. This is going out to SD, the co-host of the TD show. I wish I had some reggae for Lala, but you know, I think Lala's going to have to put me onto some new reggae. Nevertheless,
please listen to my mixtape. Please listen to my mixtape. Please listen to my mixtape. Digging in the crate, trying to get the shit straight. So we can come up with a classic, light a blunt up and have a talk with the masses. Go hardcore, these other rappers is ass kids. Car made of fiberglass, gun made of plastic. Please don't try to aim for the eyelashes.
in the nose bone, in the shin here. Bullets all in there, done that, been there. Bobby something, get my passport and my swimwear.
I'm out.
Never seen goggles on a gargoyle. Gonna shoot in water, I'm slick like car oil. I used to be rough around the edges, cleaned up, got guns tucked around the hedges. Might let you live if you fuck around and beggars. Porsche got the throttle body, chip in the headers. I'll be on the highway, levitating, fifth gear, blunt lit, damn near meditating, deep thoughts, dark thoughts, sit near penetrate,
you know.
So please listen to my mixtape, album drop in November, remember that dick face.
Remember.
So you can listen to a class act, rings on your lap, on your chest,
big
in your backpack,
you know.
SP the ghost,
big
nigga, lights up past that.
Okay, fool. Tell them niggas, please listen to my mixtape.
To my mixtape.
Super gangsta extraordinary gentleman. Drops middle of November. It's still in.
Listen to my mixtape,
nigga.
To my mixtape.
Yeah!
Please listen to my mixtape.
Al Gore, what up? Global warming fucking me up, man.
Please listen to my mixtape.
Sinus is great.
Please listen to my mixtape. Please listen to my mixtape.
All right, that was Please Listen to My Mixtape by Styles P. That shit was aight, you know, nice little background, nice little beat and shit, you know, and so forth. Like I said, right now I'm working on the process of minimizing the switchboard so that I can be able to see my callers and unmute and mute and all that shit, you know. So, like I said, guys, please be patient. It's minimizing as we speak. It might be my computer. Maybe I just need to fucking throw this fucking computer out and get another one. Probably what I need to do. But fucking computers cost too much nowadays. Like, damn near $3,000 for a fucking computer. And all I need is just, the monitor. I mean, the monitor's cool. That's some dickhead shit. That's some real dickhead shit. Okay. I minimized the shit. And it's like, the shit still. The shit still isn't fucking. Okay, I see what I gotta do. I'm gonna try to pull it up one more time, people, and then if it doesn't work, then I'm gonna have to sign out and go to fucking Mozilla Fox, and then just have to pull it up over there, because the Internet Explorer is, you know, on some dumb shit right now. And my cell phone ain't fucking working. I don't even receive incoming calls. So if y'all hang up, I won't be able to get in touch with you guys. So, you know, don't hang up. Have some patience. I know I'm asking a lot. Yeah, close all tabs, motherfucker. Log out of there. All right, now let's see. Brown chicka, wow, wow. Oh wow, it's Hoda. Hey, what's up, Hoda? Yo. And what happened? Did you hear me talking? Yeah, my the shit is fucking up. I'm in the process of trying to make it work now. Look, this is Dell. Call back. And I'm going to hang up the phone and I'm going to call back. And hopefully it, Oh, there we go. Now it's popping. All right, call up now. Oh, yeah, now it's popping. See, I had to go to Mozilla Fox because Internet Explorer is fucking up. I swear, man, they need to get it together. All right, now I'm unclogging the pipeline right now. We got 44 minutes left remaining. Let me unload on, alright, SD.
Turn on fire with the sniper rifle.
Alright, no doubt. SD's in the building. Kuba?
Yeah.
Okay, Kuba's in the building.
Well, of the shoot.
Hold on.
Oh, we got to get that shit when we go down.
Shut the fuck up. Lala's in the building.
Lala and this bitch. Holla. Yeah.
And it was actually requested that Hoda call up.
Wow.
Hoda is in the building.
Why?
What up? You know it.
Because apparently my cousin... No, see, hear me out. My cousin actually called me up today and told me that he spoke to Lala. And Lala, apparently, whatever my cousin told Lala, it was about Hoda. And Lala said, some new shit to talk about Hoda.
Niggas need to freeze all that shit, because y'all only throwing yourselves out there, God. True story.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But, you know, y'all gonna do what y'all do anyway, and I ain't gonna knock you for doing what you do. I'm just letting you know what it really is, because it's time to move on, God. Niggas is still stuck in 89 out here, God. Get your mind right, B. Like, for real, son. Like, for real, God. Like, but, you know, young-minded people do young-minded shit.
Anyways, whatever he's talking about. Yeah.
Not talking about you or talking to you.
I don't know what the hell he's talking about.
And it sounds to me that Hoda might have backup.
I mean, Hoda can have backup. I don't give a damn. Like, you know what I'm saying? I ain't never backed down from, especially from no chick. So it's like,
hold on. Who's backing up for her, me?
I think
her girlfriend.
I mean,
Don't nobody give a damn about that.
Mm-mm.
I mean, she could have her friend on the phone or whatever, but it still don't make up for that nigga leaving her front door wide open and that bitch being freezing cold all night.
Oh, wow.
Like,
what does that have to do with anything, though? Can I get an answer, a legit answer?
Yeah, legit.
Wait. You even talking to me right now? Because I didn't even say nothing to you or start with you.
Oh, yeah, but he's
sit
acting,
there and be quiet.
You
need to just sit there and be quiet.
I don't
need to sit there and be
quiet. Wait. Why are you going to talk?
JJ. I'm not going to talk until this motherfucker is done. So I'm going to let him
back. What you fail to realize is this motherfucker that you consider a motherfucker is actually part of the show. So with that said and done, he's only asking you a question.
See what I'm saying?
What's his question?
The question, well, I mean, if you would have listened to it, you would have heard the question.
She don't fucking pay
attention. Yo, pass that shit, nigga. What the fuck? You chiefing. You need to stop that. Pass that.
She over here getting blooded. Light up.
Yeah, hold on. Let me hear what this nigga got about. What's up? Let me hear it.
Like
what you mean here? What you mean hold this Scott back up? Well, her friend got left in the cold too or something. They both was there. What is her friend going to do?
Mm.
Seriously, like, she could get one here and try and shit and all that. I wasn't even trying to come at her ass like that. You know what I'm saying? So she could have her friend on the phone all she damn well wants, but she still was upset because that nigga didn't beat that night.
Mm.
I mean, I never beat that shit, but I mean, come on, Ma. You better than that. You don't need to be calling no nigga cop and plead for him to come back because you wanted the lights off because you didn't want that nigga to see what she looked like in the dark.
Oh, wow.
Anyway,
hey,
I'm just saying what I heard.
Hey.
Hold on, JJ.
Huh?
I got Marcus on three-way with me, so I'm waiting for that bitch to say some lies because he's going to shut that ass down. Go ahead, Ma.
Who's she talking to?
She's talking about Billy the Kid.
Who's she talking
about?
Oh, my cousin.
Yeah, niggas, it's crazy. Once again.
Hold on, you know what we're talking about, right?
Nah, really.
She know.
The one that came to your house and you said that he was jumping up and down in your bed with his Tim's on.
Oh shit.
Oh, that is blimey. How you letting a nigga jump on your bed with his dirty ass construction boots? That is fucked up. Mm-hmm.
That's very disgusting.
And then that nigga left your front door open. That is some bullshit, girl.
Oh, niggas is always leaving our front door open.
Oh, shit.
Whoa. Wow. That's crazy. I just heard the story, and I'm like, wait, she got all that fucking mouth, but she let a nigga disrespect her in her crib like that? How you leaving somebody's front door open at 2 o'clock in the morning, and you mad cold shivering? I don't understand that.
Well, you know what? One thing I do,
I guess you can do that in residential neighborhoods, you dig?
Yeah. I mean, mm-hmm. One thing I do have to clarify is this. Hold up. Hold up.
Yeah.
Is it true, and before I ask you, Zipporah,
It's all right. It's cool. Okay, I don't care.
Is it true that you said to Billy the Kid that, oh, yes, and I heard that you tried to talk to that ugly-ass bitch. Now, before you say anything, Hoda, is it true that you said that?
That I said that?
Yeah.
I never said that. He told me that he tried to talk to her, and that's
yeah, but,
it.
Yeah, but did you say and consider Hoda ugly in any sense, in any terms?
I probably did, but I don't recall saying it, but I'm not going to deny it. I ain't scared. You're not putting me on the spot or anything.
Okay,
like
aren't you the same one that said that Hoda is good-looking? Like, you said, wow, she is.
Yeah, perfect. I mean, no. Listen, on some real shit, like, I seen her MySpace shit or whatever. Like, that was, she's not a bad-looking girl. You know what I'm saying? But then she started talking all that shit, and you know what I'm saying? That just made her real ugly, and I just had recently seen her camel toe jeans, that picture or whatever, and I wasn't feeling that shit. That shit was mad whack. She got a kangaroo pouch. I don't fuck with that. I'm good. Anyways, listen, like, you know what I'm saying? You see what? You can't come at me, Ma, because you let a nigga just straight disrespect you. Like, how you let a nigga come in your crib and leave your front door open at 2 o'clock in the morning, wide open, like a crack house?
You tell me who was that, and then, yeah.
Yo, Marcus, shut this bitch down, yo, because I'm waiting for her to stop lying. Go ahead.
I want to know who I left the door.
Is he really on the phone?
Yeah, he's waiting for her ass to say some dumb shit.
Fuck Marcus, fuck you, and whoever else.
There you go.
Hey, fuck Marcus, you didn't get to do that shit. You was calling crying because you couldn't, man. Stop it.
Zipporah, go to Ballet.
No, don't say nothing to me. You're mad. You're mad right now. Like,
I'm
I'll
mad
be mad if a nigga with my front door open.
I'm mad because I'm smaller than your fat ass.
Oh, mama, listen, you could be smaller than my fat ass, but guess what? That same nigga that left your front door open, he's trying to get with this fat ass bitch. He let me hear this whole bullshit about you. You're the lame ass bitch. So, but go listen, JJ. But this nigga called me today while he was at work. You know what I'm saying? Listen, niggas is mad phony. Niggas be fronting in front of they niggas, and it's a whole new shit when they with a bitch. You know what I'm saying? So, it ain't shit though.
I thought you said he was on the phone.
No, I'm just saying he is on the phone.
See how she's lying.
Yeah. Well, if that man was on the phone, he'd be talking right now.
Nah, that nigga's a bitch or something.
Hell yeah.
But it ain't nothing.
Nah, I don't put that 302 on three-way. Fuck out of here. You bugging?
Boy, my girl said you're just jealous.
Ooh, that really hurt. Ow. Tell your girl I said that hurt. I'm so hurt right now. That fucking bald-headed bitch over there saying I'm jealous. You think I give two shits about what your friend said? Be for real.
No, that's a girl.
You need to give two shits about niggas leaving your front door open.
No, that's her girlfriend. Get it right.
Damn, that nigga turns you out after that? You are something else, girl. You need help. But anyways, back to reality. What's up?
Zipporah, I could take
No, I don't have nothing to say to you.
I could take
What? Any. You need a what? You need a what?
I could take any man you want. Or
head.
Okay, get it right.
She's quiet. For once, quiet. Hey, Cuba.
Yeah.
What you think about the situation? You're quiet and shit.
I'll be quiet too and enjoy the festivities. Shit.
I need to tell you the truth.
I mean, you know. This shit is old. Actually, if you ask me, like, you know what I'm saying? This shit
is it definitely is.
The other one had a man over and he left the fucking door open or something? Like,
Zipporah, you keep.
What they're doing to dig into other people's lives, like, for real.
Yeah, you fat fuck.
Like, you know what? Like, this shit is, like, the well has definitely run dry.
Yo, E, you on the phone, baby.
Yo, what's up?
Like,
don't you think, yo, E,
and a large T1 sugar, please.
Wait, what'd you say?
Nah, he's talking to the desk. He's talking to the desk clerk.
Yo, I'm talking to Hawk. I'm talking to Hawk.
Yo, E.
What up?
Don't you think this well has run dry, my dude?
What well?
I mean, the whole Hoda, Zipporah, you, me, her, whatever.
I mean, you know what?
Oh, come on. You got this fucking wannabe Louis Farrakhan making peace and shit. Shut the hell up. Ain't nobody trying to hear none of that. I don't like none of you motherfuckers. I don't give a damn.
I don't care what,
year it is.
I don't care either.
I don't care what you say,
though.
But listen.
It's drama hour.
What's the point of bringing that up? My point exactly.
What?
Moving along.
Moving along.
Relief to break the monotony.
I mean, that shit, this shit is rock, yo. Just, you know what I mean? This shit is rock. That's all I gotta say.
Yeah, I'm gonna let this nigga make complete peace right now.
Like I just said, young-minded chicks are gonna do young-minded shit.
But the thing about it is that, hold on.
But you know what, SB, you know what's crazy? Like, I don't call in on my own will. Somebody left me a message and told me to call in at 11:30, so I just did so.
And
so,
that,
you know, you need
that,
to call back.
And I have to put my finger up on this one. This time, this bitch is lying.
Wait, I can play the message on the show live. I can play the message on the show live right now. Don't play with me, Jay.
First of all, while that fat bitch is my mic is muted.
Oh, God, you still inviting this chick back up? Like, I mean, whatever. You do what you do. I don't even give a fuck at this point.
I'm going to put it out there like it needs to be because we all know Lala can be sort of fat. That's why she started something with Hoda. Hoda was, you know, where she is, chilling. I gave Hoda a call because I was told to tell Hoda to call because this fat, angry, need a diet bitch wanted to call her out. Why? I don't know. Hoda, in my opinion, Hoda looks 10 times better than this chick.
Oh, my God. You're lying, B. You're lying.
Hold on. Who do you think looks better?
Let me tell you something.
Look, answer the question.
Who do you think looks better?
I'm just talking about in the face, God.
I'm not talking about no other body functions.
I think Big Country looks better than fucking Dota any day.
I'll agree with that one.
I don't agree.
As much as I may dislike the chick or whatever the case is, I think she actually looks slightly better than Hoda. Just slightly, though.
I don't agree. If you see Hoda on a good day, you'll be good.
Hold on, what do you mean? That wasn't a good day when we saw at the Puerto Rican.
What do you mean? That wasn't a good day, you trying to say?
Oh, no, that was a good day. That's what I'm saying. If you see Hoda on a good day.
At the same time, it really wasn't.
She was terrible, dog. She was terrible. Her fucking nose is big, right?
Look at Lala now. Look at Lala.
You want to talk about both of them, God.
All right.
Dog, where we at?
Your hairline, her hairline is worse than yours.
Oh, yeah, it is. Right? 10 times better.
Her hairline is worse than yours.
Mm-hmm. So,
Hoda is terrible, B. Terrible. And Hoda, she has a fake flat ass. A fake fat ass.
All right. I get what you're talking.
Because it's all right. It looks nice. Like, it looks nice without
what does it look like? What does it look like out of the jeans, though? Like, that's where it's really at.
I think it looks good out of the jeans. But what I'm saying is, if you're talking about face, body? Okay, Hoda has a better body.
Yeah, Hoda has the better body, yes.
But this is coming from the hater of all hate women in America. She actually admitted that Hoda is pretty.
Yeah, that's why you can never do more. Come on, she contradicted herself. That's why I only...
That's what I'm saying. Like, now, let's get back to the mix of things. I'm on the phone with my cousin. My cousin told me that he was talking to this chick, Lala. Now, Lala was talking to him, and he asked when he told Lala, you know, all this extra shit about, oh, I left Holder's door open, and I jumped on a bed with my Tim's on, and this and that, yada, yada.
That shit was actually hilarious, too. I was dying laughing.
So,
yeah.
So, she calls and says, yo, you doing a show tonight? I said, yeah. I do it every night. And I told her at this time 11 or 12, you know. So when I was switching up and I was doing an 11:30 show, I told her, don't call 11. We're doing it from 11:30 to 12. I left that on her answer machine. That's the only time I called the bitch, because the bitch was already asking me to call the show and told me, oh, tell Hoda to call up.
She's a fiend, God.
So exactly.
She's a fiend, God.
Yeah, she definitely is.
It is what it is, dog, you know. Let her be a fiend, dog. Like, I really don't give a shit. You know? I said I'm going to sit here and roll my dog.
Yeah, you're back off of mute. Call the show at 11:30.
I'm going to sit here, roll my weed up, not even give a fuck about what both of these chicks are talking
about. Call the show at 11:30.
Okay.
I just, look at this. She's a fucking piece of shit.
To erase this message.
That's my voice. I just got done saying, call the show at 11:30. So, what is your point? Oh, man. Fat bitches like yourself, man. Y'all had nothing else better to do.
Besides eat.
The funny thing about it, we had Danny Dan was listening to the show last night. I'm going to mute her phone because, you know, she's being a dumbass. We had Danny Dan call me up today, right? And she said, yo, the show was fucking hilarious. She said, matter of fact, I don't understand why that fat, lazy-eyed bitch calls the show. And I was like, I don't know. She was like, every time she comes on there, she gets roasted. It's like, does she not have an idea? She sets herself up talking about, I'm driving in the car. You go, she was talking about me. She's like, you go, oh, yeah? Do you have your seatbelt on? She just sets herself up. She was laughing at the fact. She was laughing at the fact that Kuba was coming out of the neck talking about, I don't know why you got GPS. You ain't going nowhere, bitch. And E in the background was talking about chicken wings and french fries.
Chicken wings and Laffy Taffy.
So it's like she does it to herself. You know? I remember the first day I met her. I was cool as shit. But she has a mouth where you have to shit on her in order. You know, you have to really pull your pants down and shit all over her top lip. In order for her to shut the fuck up. She tried to come at Kuba and say Kuba was ugly and this and that and yada, yada, yada. Yeah, you're like 20 sizes bigger than Kuba.
Come on, God. Like, we're not even going to go there. We're not even going to go there as far as looks.
I'm talking about body weight.
I mean, we're not even going to go there because it's like, come on, God. Like, come on. Let's be rational, God. Like,
yeah.
Oh, by the way, you're unmuted.
Who's that?
Yeah. Lala.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No. My girl said for her to go commit suicide.
Listen, you don't need your girl over here throwing in her 2 cents. Neither.
Oh,
shut the fuck
shit
up, because you was on my dick when you first see me, nigga.
Hold on. I'll be right back to blame you. Hold on.
This is going to turn. But now you sit here talking shit behind my back. Like, kick rocks, you fucking black ass nigga.
Ooh. Who is that?
That's Hoda.
Get it right, Hoda. Get it right, nigga.
Hoda, what's up, Hoda?
Don't sit here and try to say what's up now when you were sitting here and talk. You was trashing on my name.
Yo, hold up. Be easy, all right? Listen, what's up? How you doing?
Come on now. You try to sit here and say.
Anyway, now what the fuck is this chick talking about?
She called you a black piece of shit, dog.
All right, hold it. Take it down a couple notches, all right? Go drink some herbal tea. Relax. Talk to me. How you doing?
I'm doing very well.
Yeah, what are you doing? You laying
in
bed with me?
I'm actually kind of being healthy. Not fat and eating oil, chicken and shit.
What are you eating, chicken, you said?
No, I'm not eating chicken.
What are you doing? You sound, this is the quietest I've ever heard you. You all right?
Because I was sitting here listening to y'all niggas.
What?
I can't hear you, Mark. You going through some things?
No, I said I was listening to y'all.
Oh, I was going to say, you all right? You can talk to me, you know. If you're going through some things, I'm the dude to holler at, all right?
All right, I got you.
Listen, I have a question.
Yeah.
Hold it. Like, hold it.
I have a question.
Like, hold it, for real.
Hold it, I have a question. Like, for real. Like, for real, B. Like, come on. Stop.
Hold up. I have a question.
Yeah. I'm listening.
What are you wearing?
What?
That's it, really.
What are you wearing?
What am I wearing?
Yeah, what are you wearing?
The same thing your mom's wearing.
Ooh! Come on now. Who authorized that?
My mom is probably wearing some sweatpants and a sweatshirt.
With the Aunt Jemima bandana wrap.
Exactly. That's not sexy at all.
Nah, it's really not. But
she got taco meat on her chest, nigga.
Well,
back to this Halloween like ghoulish like character named Hoda.
I'm not sexy.
Oh shit.
I'm on my name somewhere in the
yeah. 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 Yeah.
And you know what? As soon as the horn goes off, go in. Go in as soon as that horn goes off. Can we get one more time? Means the Japanese are coming, that's the air raid. Lock and load. Lock and load.
My girl said, where's the Bora at?
Oh, she's off.
How about you tell your girl to fall back?
Oh shit!
I'm saying this in the nicest way possible.
On a hard
tell your girl to fall back, because we don't need that around here right now, and we don't need your left wing comments.
Dick in the booty ass niggas, man.
Ah! Call that niggas dick in the booty ass niggas.
Who is this? Like, come on, like, come on, y'all. Like, what stripes do you? Oh Lord, it's a waste of my time. I'm not even gonna waste my time.
I will. She's from South Jersey. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, go ahead. Waste your time, God. Go ahead.
Who could no laugh? There's
in the
no
background.
Laugh.
I don't care if it's laugh. I'm not looking for laughs. I'm kicking truth, God.
Hold up.
You ain't say nothing.
Hold up.
I said plenty, God.
Hold up.
What?
How was your day?
The same as yours.
Why are you being so cold, girl? Huh?
Hey, y'all, you call her ugly.
Who called her ugly? I didn't call her ugly.
It wasn't even that. It's like they going to trash on my name, but then be in my
face.
Hold on. Excuse me?
She was a great naked.
I guess you like the picture. You like the type of girls where you can't put your hands around her neck.
Oh,
I like
shit.
The type of girls who eat apple pies in bed with their fingers.
Hold on, what you say?
I like the type
of girls. I would like to know the point right now.
Who fucking eat KFC and then wring out the oil?
These chicks have
get
no
anything
point.
To drink. They're just wringing out
have,
the oil.
These chicks have no point. That's why I refuse to get into a tit for tat with shorty.
Hold up.
Yes, I hear you.
How are you doing today? You alright?
Yes, I am.
But now he wants to be fucking,
Word!
No, that's how it is.
Fake as
hell,
man. Kick rock. Yeah, dog. You already shitted on her, so you might as well continue.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Because
it's like,
come on, God, like
you trying to be nice to her right now is not helping.
Whoa! Let me tell you what I said about you, Hoda.
I heard the whole thing.
All right, good. That's all I said. I said, listen, you have a great body, naked. I said, your face.
Now it's great. Hold on. Now it's great.
You know, you naked.
Yo, I don't remember hearing it was great.
E, you are the biggest ass kisser I know.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't say it was great. It's
all right, you just said it just now.
I said if she was naked, I wouldn't turn her down. That's what I said. I said I
would
have stopped all about bed with you.
I mean,
that's what I said.
But you would rather have a fat ass, no neck bitch that looks.
God, like did you just hear like when? It, oh Lord.
He said, "Oh Lord, never."
You really said?
Yeah, God, it's a waste of time.
Hey, Lala. I think we hurt Lala's feeling by talking about her.
I mean, it doesn't matter what we did to her, God, as long as she's silent, I'm happy.
Silence of the lamb.
Word. That's a big-ass lamb.
That's a big-ass. I was just about to say that shit.
It's more like silence of the cow.
She told you the one. She was sitting here talking all shit, telling me to call up there, but.
Well, like this dude, this foolish like character.
This is foolish like character.
Out of here.
Hey, you ever heard of the Trash Man?
He comes on Mondays and fucking.
Those guys are smart ass. Nah, this well, I guess he's not using his real name. Apparently, Stack Bundles, is he dead?
Yeah, nigga, Stack been dead, nigga.
You know who killed them?
Some niggas he had beef with, I guess.
Oh my god.
Matter of fact,
Bundles
the
Queens, right?
Matter of fact, Stack Bundles, nigga, the Queens, nigga, the Far Rockaway, nigga.
Yeah, I think some niggas
that's locked up. Okay. You know those dudes that shot
Jam Master Jay, right?
What?
I think the nigga that shot Jam Master Jay shot Stack Bundle.
Oh, really? That's what you got?
Oh, I don't know. Somewhere, I don't know. I don't keep up with that shit.
Well, I heard the dude that shot Stack Bundle locked up. He was in that same shit with the when them niggas shot those police niggas, the Brooklyn niggas. I don't know if y'all niggas was following that, but
no.
Supposedly those Brooklyn niggas that shot those cops, those niggas that killed Stack.
Oh.
They said when they found the gun, they matched the bullets to the
body. Hold on, the one guy that shot the cop that died, right, Timoshenko?
Yeah, man.
Oh.
He said the gun that was used to kill the cop was the same gun that was used to kill Stack Bundle.
Wow.
So
that's what they said.
That's what the reporter said.
Hey, Kuba.
Yeah.
You do realize you're one of the hosts on the show, right?
Yeah, sorry. MySpace.
MySpace. Huh? This is a damn shame.
MySpace woes. Look a shot for the MySpace woes.
Yep.
And the predicate felons.
What's Holder? Holder still on the line?
Does it matter, girl? Like, what the fuck?
Yeah, she's still on the line.
Oh, okay.
Nah. SD, you gotta understand. He wants to kiss more ass.
Yeah, all right, you're right. Go ahead. Handle your
BI. I'm done with kissing. It's time to lick ass now.
Ew.
I don't think you want to lick that ass.
Dirty.
Nah, you be farting a lot.
Nigga said I knew you was dirty.
Who was dirty?
You, nigga.
You, nigga.
Oh, I'm a dirty dog.
The only nigga ain't talking about licking butthole and all.
Licking buttholes and shit.
Listen, I make dreams come true. That's what I do.
Yeah, I know you do, nigga.
I bring good things to life, baby.
Oh, you do, nigga.
I'm like, nigga.
Hmm. Eating butt and all that. You can have
Oh, butt in the mouth ass, nigga?
Sure. Butt on the lip, top lip ass, nigga.
You know, asshole to the face and ass, nigga.
Girls like that shit.
Yeah, I mean, girls do, but you know. I haven't went down that.
Yeah, so do gaff ass niggas.
Like E, right?
Yeah.
With a little jelly?
That's the one you put their tongue on your brown eye, nigga.
Yeah.
I sworn this nigga had somebody put his tongue on his brown eye. Disgusting.
You not going me. I don't know what
you're talking about. You going to ask the mouth guard? It's not a good look.
Nah, I don't know what you're talking about, though.
Yeah, nah, you don't.
Oh.
I understand. But I had to dig into the archives for that one.
Yeah, I don't. Yeah, that's.
All right. Show. We don't want to do that, guys.
I don't know.
Dig
how
into
many
the archives.
Shows ago, someone said that, but it wasn't me.
It surely wasn't me.
I'm playing Shaggy now. It wasn't me, dog.
Oh, no.
Surely wasn't me.
Hey, look, I want y'all to hear this clip. Trash Man snitching on Jim Jones. Very shocking. I don't know how true it is.
Why is it so shocking?
Oh, your hair, why? Listen.
Oh!
Motherfuckers work real fast on this site. somebody removed the video. So
yeah,
I'm going to tell everyone what it is, and Kuba is my witness. Apparently this guy named Trash Man is snitching on Jim Jones, and apparently what he's saying is he's out of the country. He has like a black face mask on, like a ninja mask, and all you can see is eyes. And he's saying that he is the one that killed Stack Bundles. And what he's saying is...
Kill Stack Bundles?
Yeah, he said he killed Stack Bundles, but he said Jim Jones...
Set it up. That might be true.
And gave him a million... Said that he's going to give him $1 million, but he's going to give him half now... Let him murk him, and then after the funeral, then this guy who calls himself Trash Man was going to get the rest. But he said since Jim Jones stiffed him and he didn't give him the remainder, he went on camera, sent it to this site, and made a little video, a 5-minute video, talking about, you know, he has more proof and this and that, but something about... Stack was supposed to be on VH1, and Jim Jones wanted to be on VH1. And now Jim Jones is on VH1 and said that VH1 didn't want Jim Jones because they figured Stack was more realer than Jimmy. But now Jimmy's in VH1, and he's like, how the fuck you think he got there? So he's saying that this guy, Jim Jones, paid them $500,000. Fucking take him out. Or actually, $1 million to take him out, but only gave him half. And he still owes him another half. But he said he's already out of... He was in New York, but he's out of the country.
Trash Man nigga?
Yeah, the Trash Man nigga. He's out of the country.
Them Riot Squad niggas don't play around. God, them niggas are putting holes in that nigga, son.
Yeah.
And as far as that, I don't know. I did hear that Jim and Stack was chilling that day. The day of when he got bodied.
Yeah. And he said apparently Jim Jones was supposed to give him more money because he also murked one of Stack Bundle's homeboys because he just was a witness. He saw his face, so he had to do it.
Of course.
Yeah. Crazy, man.
Oh, boy. That's what's in the air.
Crazy.
I'm going to have to go...
investigate that shit.
Yeah, I might have to do some research.
Yeah. But it's like, I just saw the video earlier, like an hour ago. And it says video has been removed.
Yeah, because you can't leave no shit like that out there.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what's going on out here. That's what's supposed to be going on out here. Crazy world. And I thought Stack Bundles fucked with Dipset Hardbody.
Yeah, apparently he did, but I guess it was hate in the society. Hey,
I don't know why Jim.
I wish I knew that yesterday's show for griminess.
I don't know why Jim hating Jim eating.
Hell yeah, he's eating lovely.
What's his problem?
Nigga got a new CD coming out called American Gangster.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Harlem's American Gangster.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Harlem's American Gangster.
Yeah, Harlem's American Gangster.
Right, I'm about to say he's just gonna just bite off a hole like straight.
Oh nah.
He's Harlem's American Gangster now?
Harlem's American Gangster.
Wow. I know. Wow. Wow. How was he that?
Yeah.
Niggas in his own camp, that's real. But you know. Sorry, it is what it is. Get your money, nigga.
Hey, Kuba.
Yeah.
What's the weather going to be like tomorrow? I mean, damn, fuck.
Yeah, like, she's starting to
be quiet as shit.
Starting to peeve me off back there, woman.
Yeah.
It's going to be like 80-something.
Oh, yeah,
I need my for work tomorrow.
I actually meant up here, you know. You can at least, you know, put out the weather or something. Even if you ain't saying shit.
Below zero.
Oh, yeah. Thank you.
Yeah.
Hey, hold up.
Niggas hung up. Good. Move it along.
Nah, they're still on, but... Hold up. Okay, you just got yourself banged on.
Bang on the other one, too.
Oh, yeah. Hey, Lala.
Bang you
got yourself
on.
Banged on, too, bitch.
The bang on. Bang on with him.
You're now part of the motherfucker bang bus, bitch.
Bang bus. Straight up.
Bang brothers. Bang brothers.
Bang brothers.
Cuba.
Yeah, it's your turn. I was about to say the same shit.
Yeah. That's right. You know I was about to go on Cuba, too.
Yeah.
You want to get banged?
Look at it. You're the smart?
Bang. Bang bus.
Bus stop pause. Cuba, you tired? What's today? Monday?
Tuesday,
dog. Don't do that.
Yeah. Don't do that.
Ironing my clothes.
I ain't know Mexicans iron their clothes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I thought they just squeeze fresh citrus juice on it and.
Not Mexican, you Dominican.
Ooh, Dominican. You fucking Puerto reject.
I thought they slept under their fucking mattress while they were sleeping. That's what I thought.
Word.
Dominican.
Marvin the Martian. Martian got a Martian.
Hey, Eileen's online.
Uh oh.
Send her up. Send her up.
Nah, I'm talking about somebody else.
Oh. So you can send her up. We're gonna expose her.
Yeah, tell her to call up. Tell her to call up.
It's all about being exposed.
Cause I saw you coming.
Oh, yeah.
I saw you coming.
Definitely exposing.
I saw you coming, so I turned your light on.
That shit is not doing good. Go.
I just told you.
Don't do me no favors.
Stop that nigga.
Slapping. He's a bitch, huh? Slapping.
Slag on your wall boots, dog.
Slag on your wall boots, dog. Oh, good tip.
Yeah, what are you playing?
I'm not playing anything. I'm watching a Lakers game.
Aw, man. I hate the Lakers. Because of my ex-girl. Because of my ex, the girl that I've never seen. I hate the Lakers.
Hate.
Yeah. My invincible ex-girl.
The one and only, what's her name again?
And it's funny because it's like the day that, you know, I so-called hired, you know, what's the name over here? Cuba. I was about to call you by your real name. Cuba.
What's her real name?
I'm not going to blow it up, but... Her real name is the name of my ex.
Oh, okay.
But just spelled with an I and not a Y.
Oh, okay. Right.
Yeah, so I'm like, oh, Lord. I don't know if I want to work with someone that's going to, you know, have that same name. But I got over it. I chucked up the deuce, you know. We got a new song by Swiss Beatz. Featuring Drag On.
Wait.
Yeah,
you wasn't going to hire me because
huh?
of this girl? What kind of bitch shit is that?
Do me a favor, shut your mouth.
You played my track entirely too early.
I'm from the fucking Bronx, and it's got a hot tough view. One, I'm from the school of hard knocks. 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 If you soft, get lost. 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 Wake up, up in the goon zone, get ya. You look at them, get you, then the hood gon' stick ya. The good Lord with you, then the good devil with ya. I'm riding in the car, and I'm drinking out my pitcher. Straight 4-5 in it, straight cold rhyming it. My Glock 9 shining it, y'all niggas say it, climbing it. I'm all in time in it, I'm all up on my grime in it. Y'all, I'm chicken soup in it, my market's untiming it. Climbing it, ink up on my pump up on the wall in it. Keep pairing all in it, I'm puffing on the wall in it. Graffiti up and all in it, smoking up the strain in it. I'm sectored in the collagen, smoking up your brain in it. I ain't go to college, no, my flip, I wasn't dropping out. The Benz and liquor popping out, the top is all dropping out. See my seats and let it, it's all in all piped out. White interior and the blackness all piped it up. Niggas got the Gucci lens, MCM and all my frames. Y'all niggas know my name, Mr. Dean is my name. I'm all up on my own, my grind. Y'all niggas, you know my shine. I told you, Marcus, I'll tell my on my grind. If you soft, get lost. 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 I'm the school of hard knocks. I'm from the school of hard knocks. I'm from the school of hard knocks.
Fresh off the block, baby.
The bone is the school of hard knocks.
Let's go. Knock.
Bronx homie, until I'm old-time rich with it, I'm full five lipping it, chop chop chipping it, then ziplock zipping it, back to the strip with it, Swiss said I'm sick with it, came back different with, I'm with the game was missing it, and I got that shoddy, shoddy popping out, I came to rock the party, I say turn the fuck.
Never again, never again.
I could have told you that.
What'd you say?
I could have told you that.
You like that song?
Yeah, I like that shit, man. Twizzy.
What'd you say, SD?
Yo, like I said, of course he like, come on. What a fucking,
Hey, cool, what you thought about it?
It was corny.
Oh, shit.
If you saw it, get lost. If you saw it, get lost. I like that shit, though.
Of course you not. Fucking drag on, too?
Drag is wing now.
Yeah, he used to be cool.
What? Drag used to be my
Oh, wow. Dude. Officials request that Suge Knight be banned from Compton.
From Compton? Damn.
Wow. Los Angeles City officials have requested that 200 members of the mob Piru Street Gang, along with Suge Knight, be banned from Compton.
Yeah, nigga, them niggas don't play out there, son. Them fucking Piru niggas do not play out there, dog.
KVUE reports that the Death Row co-founder was one of 200 people that officials allege to be members of the mob Piru Street Gang. Officials have requested that the 200 people be banned from congregating, carrying guns, drinking alcohol in public, or staying out past 10 p.m. Suge Knight responded by calling the request a publicity stunt. Yeah, damn sure is. You can't keep someone out of the hood. This is crazy. Knight told the Los Angeles Times in Thursday's edition, "I'm a 42-year-old businessman, not a gang member. I don't even live in Compton anymore. A hearing on the matter has been scheduled for today, January 24th.
Sugar is frying
up. Oh, yeah, he's definitely frying.
Sugar is definitely frying. It's all right, though. I heard he got a Death Row East, nigga. What the fuck?
Oh, Lord. Are you serious?
Yeah, the nigga was on Hot. This was a while ago. The nigga was like, yeah, we got Death Row East, nigga. I'm like, oh, Lord. I'm like, don't bring that shit out here, please.
Make sure y'all tune in tomorrow's show from 6:30 to 7. I'm going to do a preview of tomorrow's topic. And, you know, we're going to be doing our thing. Listening for the extra edition. I'm going to add like another extra 15 minutes because I got some more news and maybe like another one or two more tracks to talk, you know, to play. Hit us up at myspace.com/THE_TD_show. It's your boy JJ, Kuba, LE, SD holding it down. Peace out to all the haters and all the sloppy bitches. Thank you. Good night. Good evening. Huh?
I said todos.
Word. Sissy.
Todos del gorditas.
Log Talk Radio.
Welcome to the special edition, the extra of the extra. If you're tuned in right now, you're not live anymore, but if you're tuned in right now, this is where it gets ugly. Uglier than your mother. Neo. Neo recently speaks with Essence Magazine and spoke about his current beef with, oh, wow, R. Kelly and his those sexual rumors. I don't hate R. Kelly. There won't be no.
And it what?
It says and his those sexual rumors. Like that makes no sense at all, but whatever. I don't hate R. Kelly. There won't be no diss records. We don't do that in R&B. Wow, you're a fag.
That's
seriously
true,
yeah, it is true. You know, then I'm sleeping with your girl.
Yeah, being mad, feminine, trying to get on there.
Yeah.
That's a work.
Seriously, I looked up to R. Kelly as an artist and still do, but I don't have respect for him as a man. I was happy to join the tour. I'm a man, so I don't respect other men. Yeah, but you wear lip gloss, though. Are you serious?
Gloss.
Does he wear lip gloss?
Oh, yeah, he does. He's glossy.
Yeah.
He's definitely glossy.
God. Come on, dude.
He's extra glossy.
Come on, dude.
And has the nerve to push his lips out.
Oh, boy.
Like he's definitely gaffing it. He's a fag.
That's not a good look, man. That's not a good look, buddy. Not a good look.
Never was.
Yo, I have a question. If I fucking hang up, can I call you right back?
Nah.
I can't, right?
Nah.
Damn it.
Okay, so because I can respect a woman's shoe game, and not to mention that I bought a new... I bought a few pairs of shoes in the past for the woman in my life. That makes me gay. Yes, it does.
Oh,
man, he's out of control. And this is actually the news I wanted to spit out on a live show, but I couldn't scroll down quick enough. But this is actually a message to SD, because I actually spoke about this young man that I'm about to mention to SD about his situation happening in Arizona. And now this is the report afterwards. Lil Wayne has been released, served with more papers in jail. Lil Wayne was released from Arizona jail yesterday after being arrested on 3 felony drug charges. The rapper posted a $10,000, $185 bond and was released from the
Yuma.
Oh, fuck you. Yuma.
310 to Yuma. You never had 310 to Yuma, the movie?
Nah. County jail. He signed autographs for fans outside of a Bell Bondsman's office. Oh, Lord. True nigga. Lil Wayne's tour bus was stopped about 11:30 p.m. Tuesday, January 22nd, at a checkpoint on Interstate 8 near Dateland. A narcotics dog detected drugs on the bus, and a search turned up 105 grams of marijuana, 29 grams of cocaine, and an unspecified amount of the drug ecstasy. Also found was a .40 caliber pistol registered to the rapper, who has a license for the weapon in Florida. Authorities are looking into whether or not the violated any weapons laws in Arizona. According to Lil Wayne's attorney, James Tilson, the rapper was not formally charged and is due back in court January 25th. In addition, Lil Wayne was hit with more bad news in his jail cell yesterday in Yuma County, Arizona. When he was served legal documents relating to a lawsuit surrounding his 1999 Bentley, I don't know what the fuck that is, Arnage. Hey, Cuba.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. You must not be awake, because normally you'd be laughing at me. Lil Wayne, born Dwayne Carter, I think I might be related to him, was served the legal documents while
he was a Rolling Stone.
Oh, yeah. While he was detained. The lawsuit filed in December 2007 by the law office of blah, 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 blah. California man accuses the rapper of owing more than $91,000 left to be paid on his Bentley, which was being refurbished and repaired. Lil Wayne is also the subject of 2 separate, $1 million lawsuits filed by 2 Morgan State University students who were allegedly injured when the rapper threw money in the crowd, causing a melee. Yeah. Hey, you throw money in there, you're getting stomped. I'm telling you. Oh, man. How are you going to sue somebody for $1 million? I know exactly what it was. The losers that weren't quick enough to get the money, they hate it.
Let me tell you something, dog. You start out at $1 million, you say you want $1 million, and you end up with fucking 50 grand, which ain't too bad, you know?
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Which ain't too bad anyway, so he has
to be about it. Actually, you end up with a little less than 50 because your lawyer takes fucking 30% of that, so.
Word.
They say women say Mario Winans is the sexiest man alive.
Winans or Winans?
Winans, whatever. But all I know is that this guy has a long-ass head.
Oh, man.
He has a long head. He looks like the dude from Doug. Oh, that cartoon on Nickelodeon, Doug.
Yeah.
Long-ass head. The green dude.
Hey, Arnold.
All
right. Okay. Come
on, boy, yeah, his head is as long as Hey Arnold's head. You know, if you turn it sideways. That thing got a straight up cone head. Bigger head ass nigga. He has Ken and Ryo eyebrows.
Ken and Ryo or Ryu?
Ryo, all right. You heard what I said. Nelly is set for the summer. Don't just give up, man.
Yo, do me a favor. Yo.
What?
I need you to call me back in like fucking 2 minutes.
That's not going to happen, dog.
You can't call me?
Dog, Sprint got to me. I only can receive incoming calls. You bet, SD to call you.
SD, call me back in like 2 minutes, baby.
That was good.
Whoa, pause on that baby shit.
Come on, man. That's lingo. Lingo, buddy. I know in Jersey it's like, call me back, dude.
Yeah, I ain't even
mad. Bro, call me back in like 2 minutes, bro.
Bro. Come on, God. Come on, guy.
Yo, do me a favor, bro.
Yo, bro.
M. Kandarjian.
Yo, bro. There's this website, bro. Meatspin.com, bro. You need to check it out, bro.
And sit there forever, dude. Watch
it
all, dude.
That's your wife on her computer. Your wife computer geek.
So your 2 minutes started already. You got actually 1 minute left.
Yeah, do me a favor. Fucking, call me back in 2 minutes. All right?
Yep.
Trying to look for this
negative.
This one video with Lil Wayne.
Coaching with baby.
but you heard Young Buck is supposed to be going back to Cash Money.
Oh Lord, yeah, I heard. Matter of fact, I did because 50 mad at him or some shit because the nigga Buck went and he talked the game or whatever, and the nigga basically try to like resolve this shit, and fucking the nigga 50 didn't really want Buck to go do that, like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Oh,
there's a Lil Wayne at a performance after his jail time gets pissed at his DJ.
Watch it.
Y'all up in this building have nothing to do with the attitude that I have right now.
I can't take this no more. Plain and simple, he's on the stage, and he's talking about, you know, your friend's supposed to be there, yada, yada, yada. Make a long story short, he ends up turning around and saying, I did this for my peoples and this and that. And he points to the DJ and says, for you, you can go fucking die. He walks over to the left side of the stage, takes off his shirt, and throws it at the DJ's face. Now he's talking more shit, but I would play it. But my computer's a piece of shit. So it just talks, stops, talks, stops. So fucking annoying. I actually wanted to see that shit, too. Hey.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, nigga, I'm here.
You know, did you hear that Soulja Boy feels as though he's the greatest rapper out there? When asked, does he think he's better than Jay-Z? The brother said, as of right now, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Why? Because he has one hit?
Yeah, I think that's what it is.
One hit?
Yeah, you think he's better than Nas and Jay-Z.
Turn, niggas don't, I guarantee you, I can ask 10 people to give me a Soulja Boy verse. Maybe out of those 10 people,
maybe like three people
can give me a verse.
Yeah. Young Buck and Lil Wayne have had a turbulent relationship.
Yeah.
Over the last 10 years, Buck began his career signed to Cash Money Records as an artist closely associated with Juvenile and UTP.
He wasn't signed to Cash Money. He was signed to UTP.
Yeah, he said with Juvenile and UTP.
Well, you know, I guess you could say that. UTP's Cash Money, whatever. Yeah.
After leaving the label around the same time as the New Orleans mentor, Buck found tremendous success with 50 Cent and G-Unit Records.
That's why he left, right?
Yeah. A rivalry developed in recent years as Lil Wayne thinly veiled his distaste for G-Unit, wearing G-Unit t-shirts and saying subliminal lines, something that Tony Yayo and 50 Cent are known for. The dislike.
How long ago was that?
Hmm?
How long ago was that?
What? All that went down?
He wearing G-Unit and all that.
I don't know. They don't say. It's over the recent years.
If 50 was an asshole, he can sue the nigga Wayne for that shit, right?
You think?
Yeah, 50 owns the right to that. After when Game came out with that G-Unit, 50 did something to where Game could never use that ever again, God.
Oh, wow.
Word.
So the dislike came to heads when, in numerous press interviews, Young Buck admitted that during his tenure at Cash Money Records, he had witnessed Lil Wayne kiss men on the mouth several times after a photograph of Wayne and Birdman surfaced. 50 Cent's Fully Loaded clip also alleged that Young Buck and Trina may have had relations simultaneously. Oh, well, I've tried to sound all professional in this. Whatever. Yeah, I know what the fuck I'm talking about. To her and Wayne's lengthy courtship. Now, I didn't know Lil Wayne and Trina had something going.
Hell yeah, BG was fucking her too.
Yeah, I lose respect for Trina now. Lil Wayne's an ugly nigga.
BG was fucking with her too.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, nigga.
She's got something. She's definitely got something.
She's got the hip.
Yeah, she got the hip. She got a house in Virginia. Strangely, Lil Wayne and Young Buck appeared on stage together at Memorial Auditorium in Chattanooga, Tennessee, this past Saturday. Allegedly, during that concert, Young Buck told the audience that he was re-signing to Cash Money. If this rumor is true, then this will definitely put a stamp on the demise of G-Unit. Anytime someone even consider running back to a clique, that he openly bashed so brutally should tell folks that G-Unit's camp is not the ideal place to be currently.
He's only saying, come on, man, that nigga popped, man. I don't even understand that nigga right now.
Yeah.
Come on, son. Your success came from G-Unit.
Exactly. You about to go back and...
Like, come on, dude. Like, I know why you ain't there no more, because 50 kicked you out, because you try to go beyond the limits and try to solve the problem with him in game. But he wasn't with it.
Oh, that's what it was?
Yeah, nigga, I just got through saying that shit.
Oh, wow.
They try to resolve it, like, yo, because they was at some, concert or whatever. Nigga say he seen a nigga game or whatever. Nigga Buck was like, he addressed it immediately. Like, yo, you got a problem with, niggas, we can handle it right now, God.
Mm.
If not, you talk to me, I'll talk to you, and then that's what it is, God. And that's what happened. Niggas talked. I guess without 50, well, Buck said he had 50's permission to talk to Game, but the way 50 say it, that's not the case at all.
Yeah.
So, you know, whoever gets close to the enemy gets it, you know, as 50 would so well put it. That shit is crazy, man. So now Buck is stuck. I mean, Buck, good money, though. Like, niggas know Buck is, man, he's a good rapper. He's rare and all that. So I shouldn't say... He shouldn't have that much of a problem not eating without G-Unit.
Yeah. Better save his money, though.
Well, the nigga got 10 Tennessee timepieces, got his own clothing line. He good.
All right. 50 Cent feels normal in Hollywood.
Yeah.
Oh, wow, that's a nice-ass watch, dog. Rapper 50 Cent is unfazed by socializing with Hollywood stars because spending time with them makes him feel normal. The In the Club hit maker, real name Curtis Jackson, recently teamed up with legendary actors Robert De Niro and Al Pacino for a new movie, Righteous Kill. And Jackson insists he feels more comfortable in the presence of a list stars. A-list stars.
There you go.
A-list.
A-list.
Oh, that nigga E's there?
Yeah.
I'm fucking with you. You figure you call that nigga when I'm fucking stuttering. He tells MTV.com, I get a chance to feel normal when there are other celebrities around. I watch people get intimidated by their celebrity opposed to mine at some point. And that's fun for me. And Jackson, who recently announced plans to set up a movie production company, insists his fledgling acting career is going to be a success. He says, you know, every time I accomplish something, I recreate new goals. I'm going through a tunnel that doesn't end. That brother's going to be paid.
Now he wants to be an actor now.
Yeah.
So, more power to him. He do whatever you want.
Yeah, straight out. I ain't hating. What's next? You're going to fucking play basketball?
what's he going to do, buy the Knicks?
Yeah, like, come on. All right. What's next, Favo? What's really, really next, God? Like,
I mean, it goes to show, you know. You gotta get, you know, shot in the face to actually change your life.
Actually get what?
Yeah.
Get shot in the jaw.
In the jaw. Gorilla Zoe in the face, ass nigga.
Hold on.
And Harvey Pierce gets a promotion at Bad Boy.
Thought so.
Harvey Pierce has been named president of Bad Boy Records.
Fuck is Harvey Pierce anyway?
That's the dude from
Making a Band.
Making a Band.
Still don't know who he's talking about.
You can be in the song. Remember Wyclef? You can be telling Dylan. You can be in the song. I rip and I rhyme. I rhyme and I whip.
Looking at that shit, he was looking mad stupid. I'm a cop.
I rip and I rhyme. I rhyme and I whip.
Yeah, that shit's that funny.
That shit was
I reap and I ride. My rhyme and I reap. Yeah, that shit is mad funny.
Yeah.
Oh, man. It gets no funnier than that.
Oh, shit.
My late laughing shit, because I don't know what y'all talking about.
Oh, Lord.
It's that Dave Chappelle episode, nigga, where he was doing the making of band shit.
Oh, yeah.
See when the nigga was eating the sugar cookie and had the shit all over this glossy ass whip.
Sugar cookie, man. Sugar cookie, man.
Nigga said you gotta go uptown to get me a pair of left-handed golf clubs and a and breast
and some fresh titty milk.
Fresh milk from a Cambodian.
I remember that shit from a Cambodian
immigrant. That was funny.
Oh, shit.
Nigga.
Breast milk. You made my day.
Oh, shit. That's funny.
Yeah, that nigga
is hilarious. That nigga did so. I miss that nigga, man, though.
Yeah, that nigga was hilarious.
There was no other, man.
Nah.
No other.
Everybody tried to save. Everybody was saying that he's the next, like, Richard Pryor type. You know what I mean?
No, that nigga was hilarious.
That shit was some TV show, like, if Richard Pryor had a chance to pass the torch off, he'd give it to Dave Chappelle or something like that.
Yeah.
I was like, yeah. Or same thing. I said, yeah. All right, let's go.
Being that we were speaking on G-Units.
Oh, boy.
I have this new G-Unit song.
Oh, Lord. What's the name of it?
Bottom Girl.
Oh, Lord.
Keep it locked on the TV show. We hear it first. Kuba!
Yeah?
Fuck up.
You shut the fuck up.
Fuck that shit.
This is 50. This is the unit. Unit. Feels good. I mean, real good. Straight the beginning, man. Baby, I put my Teflon on. I be a nice shining armor. 500 horses and a lamb in the llama. My pockets all chunky, my jewels all chunky. Your ass all chunky, stance like a donkey. I want you like you want me, you like me a lot. Now follow my instructions, I take you to the top. I'ma drill it in your head, get the bread. You fucking with the kid, lick the phone, get the head.
Uh-oh, I can be your motivation, baby. You can be my person, baby.
No,
baby.
No.
You make you happy that you're waiting.
Yeah, no, I'm trying
to put you down. You should be happy, girl. I'm flipping and I'm not afraid to say it. I'm heavy in the game, no guy don't play, bitch. All the other girls, somebody make it. But you know who you are. You're my bottom girl. You're the one I put the rock on.
Come on.
You're my bottom girl. You're the one I'm waiting for. You're my bottom girl. You're the one I put the rock on. You're my bottom girl.
I blow her back out. She my bottom bitch. I put her through a lot of shit. The passport fraud, the gun case, smacking shit. I'm in the rich, y'all. I got the rich, y'all. Monte Cristo with my new hoe. I'm getting new dough. I'm getting new money and love my bottom bitch.
I can be your motivation, baby. You can be my first leading lady.
Come on.
Now make you happy that you waited for me to put you down.
You should be happy, girl.
I'm flipping and I'm not afraid to say it. I'm heavy in the game, look, I don't play, bitch. All the other girls, somebody make it. But you know what you are. You're my bottom girl. You're the one I put the rock on. You're my bottom girl. You're the one I'll do anything for. You're my bottom girl. You're the one I put the rock on. You're my bottom girl. You're the one I'm in the game for.
Yeah, I ain't
something like the last, I'm better. Baby girl wouldn't leave if I let her. Go get her, I told her when I met her that I ain't gon' sweat her, let the welfare get her. Cause I'ma move on, I'ma cool down. LL Cool Chris, Miracle Whip. It's tracks with a track or whatever you flip. And I ain't on no lovey duck shit.
Sweet pro shit.
You're my vibe, girl.
Tell me what you need.
The vibe gone. You're my vibe, girl.
It's the incredible.
That was the wackest song ever.
Yo.
I was forced because as I pushed play, it reloaded. And since the show was over, when it reloaded, it didn't show my playlist no more. So when I pushed stop, it wouldn't stop because when it reloaded to the system, there's nothing playing. So I was forced to hear that song.
That fucking cook was so trashy.
Yeah, yeah, my
bang.
Yeah.
That was him singing, right? That was
50
singing, right?
Yeah, that was
50. So, listen. 50 took Ja Rule's style,
all right? Yeah, I mean, that's how most rappers do. They beef, and then when they're not in existence anymore, they end up taking that style. Like,
there's a little different, though. Ja was trying to actually hit those high notes and all.
Yeah,
A little difference. In the, I mean, 50 uses a little melody in his music. I ain't mad at that. You know what I'm saying? And like, when niggas be trying to hit that, ooh.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of what song.
Hello,
baby. I'm with Barry. It's only day with you. It's only time to be my baby.
That shit with Mary J, son.
Which one was that?
Days and wash away.
Oh, just those rainy days.
Smile for me.
Yeah. It's just rainy days.
That's why they made that, you ever heard the Ja Rule commercials?
Nah.
Oh, you ain't never heard the hits? Oh, what was the one Johnny did? Oh, this shit is hilarious, man. It's different songs.
He's singing or something?
And he's singing them. But it's someone that sounds like Ja Rule singing them.
I saw like a Swagger Jacker.
Yeah, that shit was hilarious.
Heard the Swagger Jacker.
Hey,
that was about Jay, right?
Yeah. Jay got one about Kim, too. You ain't hear that one?
I heard the one about Kim. Oh, yeah, I did hear the one about Kim, yeah.
You got these white boys, and there's one white boy, he went into a laundromat, and him and his white friends have cameras. And he actually got inside of a dryer and turned the dryer on. Yo, that's what white boys are stupid.
And loser.
Yeah, pretty much.
Turned it on and recorded himself what?
Yeah.
Fucking going up and down in the world. Such white people. What the fuck is
kids are fucking stupid. I put anything on the internet.
Anything. Huh? Still put anything. Come on, Kobe, pass the damn ball. What happens to pass?
Well, the history in the making. New York versus New England.
Yeah,
I have nothing else better to do but to ride for the Giants. I really don't want to.
Yeah, I ain't got nothing else better to do neither but to go for the G's.
Yeah, I mean, we already know who's going to win.
I don't think the G's is beating them teams.
Why? You guys fucking teams are sitting at home? Is that why?
It's on the TV?
Yo, come on now. Yo, SD, let me shut him down. You know damn well.
Hold on,
you know,
hear what he said.
Well, hold on. You know damn well that you was a Jets fan before the Giants made it in. Don't give me that shit.
Listen, you know what you could do? First of all, the Jets suck. The Jets have always sucked.
Oh, right? Yeah, I know that.
Always. Second of all, I've never been a Jets fan in my life. Ever.
I think you might be fronting.
Yeah, I think it's fronting, too.
I've never been a Jets fan.
I remember.
It's like I've never been a Yankee fan. Never, ever, ever, ever. Giants and Mets all the way, baby. Giants, Mets, Rangers. That's it.
There's a lot of Giants fans.
Yeah.
Coming out.
Never hear this nigga mention the Giants name until now, God.
Mm-hmm.
Never.
So you never heard me what?
I've never, ever heard you mention the Giants.
I have to second that.
Never heard you mention the Magic team, God. Never.
Let me tell you something. That's because you guys don't like the Giants.
What the fuck does that have to do with? What does that have to do with you bringing them up, though?
Both of you guys who like Philadelphia but respectively don't live in Philadelphia.
Okay, what's the point?
My point is that your team is terrible. Your team?
That's your point? My team is terrible? That's your point?
Yes. And my team, the Giants, my team, the team that I've rooted for, the team that...
Now, every time we talked about the Eagles, you and I asked you your team, you never said it was the Giants.
Never said it was the Giants.
Who,
that's why I'm not
even listening. Who did I say it was then?
It surely wasn't no motherfucking Giants.
It wasn't the Giants, I know that.
Who did I say it was?
Son, you said it was the Gang Green, nigga.
Get the fuck out of
son,
here.
Son, you said Gang Green.
Let me tell you something, dog. I've been
I know, son. No matter who it was,
fan,
no matter who it was.
Since 85, all right?
Son, no matter who it was, God, I know you didn't say the Giants.
Exactly.
Oh, boy.
What about you, Cuba?
It's only because you have your little co-signer, all right? Each of you guys is co-signing each other guys' argument that I'm even going to bear with this, all right?
You're going to have to because it's real talk.
No, real talk, I've always liked the Giants. Always. That's why when I was younger, I had fantasy. You could ask Omar. Ask Omar.
Oh, Lord.
That's Omar, the other guy. <All right.
laughs> Oh, man, this dude is comical.
Ask him. I've been a fucking Giants fan and a Mets fan.
You know that, right? Jet.
Mm-hmm.
Son, I've never heard you mention the Giants, dog.
Oh, boy. Of course you have. Because why would I talk to you about the Giants when you don't like them?
What does that mean? What does that matter, God? That don't mean you can never bring them up, huh? You might have brought them up, and I would have been like, oh, the Giants, them niggas, God. I ain't never even heard you mention them niggas, dog. True story. All right.
So, let me tell you something.
Okay.
The Giants have always been my team. Always.
Okay.
Since I was a little jit.
Okay.
Since I was a little jit, the Giants is my team.
A little jit.
All right?
Jib.
And since I was a little jit, the Mets have been my team. I never liked the Yankees. I don't care how many championships they win, I never like them. Now if they're in the World Series, then I say, okay, well, I'd much rather have the Yankees win than anybody else.
That is so, oh, my God.
But the Subway Series, I was going for the fucking Mets.
Yes, I was.
Going for the Mets, Subway Series, 2000. That's right, buddy.
Okay, what about you? What about you, Cuba?
Nigga, the Wolves.
Huh?
The
Yankees. The Lakers. I like the Heat, too, because, you know, I like Shaq.
Heat? That's just like saying I'm not a Knicks fan. Of course I'm a Knicks fan. The Knicks suck. But of course I'm a Knicks fan. I'm from New York. Come on.
I don't give a fuck where I'm from.
I don't get where I'm from either. I just like the Knicks because I like the Knicks always. But
that's
Philly the Eagles, I like the Eagles.
You're
I don't know what you're
one day. You're from Jersey another day. You're from Maryland another day.
It doesn't matter. I still like Philadelphia Eagles. That's not going to change.
Exactly.
All New York teams are fucking garbage.
Hey, well, it's just like Philly teams. They're all garbage.
Fucking garbage, God.
Phillies, the Phantoms, the Flyers, the Eagles.
I see the Phillies. The Phillies are all right. The Sixers.
Good
this year.
They're not going nowhere.
They didn't go to the playoffs, but the Phillies actually did good this year.
I was about to say, because there's
a
Philly curse.
Great record. They got that guy fucking banging home runs. What's that fucking black guy?
Ryan Howard, nigga.
Yeah, banging him out there. I think he had like 50-plus home runs with you.
I don't even know what the Flyers is.
I don't watch hockey like that.
Yeah. Although the clips I've seen of hockey,
I was watching the game in 86 when the Giants won. I was watching the game in 90 when the Giants won. That's right. Of course. Phil Sims, 86. What's that nigga's name? Jeff Hostetler, 90. Come on, baby. Talk to me about that.
You're just naming. You're naming one person. You're naming one person at one position, dog. Who cares?
I can name the whole team. Mark Bavall, tight end. Who was the fucking Joe Moss running back in 86?
Who was the cornerback?
The cornerback was, that's a good question. I don't know.
Yeah, exactly. Who was the free safety?
I don't know.
Yeah, I can name the whole team.
All by yourself.
Key players, all right?
What?
The key players.
Yeah, key players. Come on, son. Jeff Hostetler wasn't even a beast like that, though.
86, 90, and 2007.
So you mentioned in Jeff, speaking of the Flyers, they won. You throwing around Jeff Hostetler's name and all that, like he was a problem child.
He wasn't. He wasn't a problem child at all.
Definitely
not at all. But he got a Super Bowl ring, no?
Yeah, he do.
All right, so. Yeah, something was right. He did something right.
Wow, his team did something right. I had
I'm just saying, dog. Listen, I've always been a Giants fan. Always. I've always been a Mets fan.
Niggas on the Mets now. I forgot about that.
Just like I've always, and I always will be, a Knicks fan. Always. Always.
Yeah.
I'll never be. I was never a
Knicks matter how bad they fucking stink, I'll always be a Knicks fan. I'll never
be a Knicks fan. Never.
You don't like the Knicks?
Hell no. They got a great team on paper, though. Bro. Not a Knicks fan, dude. Can't do it.
Hey, Cuba. What about you?
I like the Heat.
Yeah, but I'm saying about the Giants. How long have you been a Giants fan?
Oh, since I was little. I was raised like that. My brothers were Giants fans.
Okay.
Yeah, I didn't choose to be a Giants fan. The Giants fandom was handed over to me by my uncle.
Yeah, right.
I used to go to his house, watch the games all the time. Automatically became a Giants fan. Automatic. No fucking Jets fan over here. Jets is fucking terrible. Jets always will be fucking terrible too.
Even though when I was forced to watch it, you know who I used to like? What was that guy's name? From the 49ers?
Who are you talking about? The quarterback, Joe Montana?
No, Rice. Jerry Rice.
Oh, Jerry Rice.
Jerry Rice is
he was
ass.
A man.
Yeah, Jerry Rice was
nice.
He was.
Yeah, he was alright.
There's a lot of good guys in that fucking 49ers team.
Awesome money.
They wasn't for the Giants, baby.
Of course, of all bad niggas, everybody on a Giant dick now. When they lose, niggas won't be hearing no more about the Giants. And when they don't get back nowhere near close to where they've been at, niggas never hear about the Giants again.
Hey, I want to cut y'all off real quick. Everyone listen to this. I got the Ja Rule duets.
Come on, son. I don't want to hear this nigga sing, though.
Nah. You will love this. This shit is hilarious. Kuba.
Yeah.
Wake your ass up, Clementine. All right, here we go. Listen.
You stupid. All
right, listen. Here we go.
Oh, my darling, oh, my darling.
You liked the Ja Rule Duets album. You'll flip when you hear his new album, Ja Rule Duets 2. Ja Rule has gone back in the studio with his CD player to bring you new old hits like this.
You're what would I be without you?
And this.
Be your hero, baby.
Hero.
I can kiss away the pain.
I can kiss you.
baby, baby.
And if you order now, you'll get this special bonus track.
Put it on, man. I'll be without you. Sing it with myself. Yeah. Holla. That's me. That's me. In the background. Hit it.
That's right. Ja Rule duet with himself. Ja Rule duet 2. Order now.
Oh, man.
Love Ja Rule Duets 1 and 2. And how could you not? Then you'll love Ja Rule Duets 3. Ja Rule is so hot right now, everybody wants to record with him. Or at least re-record with him. On Duets 3, you'll get this.
Whatever.
And this. Here's a song that proves nobody gets the party started like Ja Rule.
I'm coming up, so you better get the party started. To all my people, we be living in a hey.
Ja Rule, duet 3. If you order now, you'll also get this bonus message.
Oh,
Ja Rule Duet 3. It'll make you holla.
Holla! Oh, shit!
Oh, shit! Oh, man!
You're freaking stupid! Oh, shit!
Oh, man! Joint.
Yo, that shit got me crying. That shit smashed up.
This is Ja Rule shit.
Oh, smashed up, you guys.
Oh,
man. Yo, that nigga is stupid, dog. Yo, that shit was so hilarious, dog. I couldn't even listen to this shit for because I was laughing, dog.
Yeah, when I first heard that shit, I was on the floor.
Oh, like, man.
I was like, wow. Okay.
Word.
Okay.
Word.
I mean, the shit is real, though. Like, that's how
it
that
is real.
Like, and then they be trying to be Ashanti too much. Beyonce, you know. Like, dog, you got a deep ass voice, man.
Word.
I be wondering, how do people make it? Like, I watch American Idol, and I see they just shit on people.
Oh, shit.
So, like, people like Ja Rule.
Oh, man.
How did this rat face in the face ass nigga make it? Pound puppy in the face ass nigga.
Oh, man. Yo, that shit was sounding mad funny. Holy shit. Oh, man.
Oh,
oh,
man.
That nigga was like, oh, that people that. Hello! That worked! As soon as I heard the nigga's voice, I started dying, guys. As soon as I heard the nigga's voice. Man, it's crazy. 50, I knew 50 had something, that whole thing.
Yeah.
It sounded too. Yo, that dude. He had some hits, though. I ain't gonna front.
Yeah, he had a couple of hits.
Yes, he had some hits. When DMX was still Def Jam.
Yeah.
What's up with that dude? Where's DMX?
Probably in a corner, basin somewhere.
Probably in a crack house. Or, but,
free basin.
Yeah, that nigga, I don't know. He's supposed to.
That's
moved
crazy.
Riders off of Def Jam. Now they on Sony.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
The Riders died. Like, Rough Riders was the truth back in the day.
Rider, that shit was so popping, son.
Man, he just fell off.
Son, because Eve left. Locks, was, you know what I mean? Locks wasn't popping like that.
Yeah, that's when Dragon had his, was at his prime, like.
Yeah, that's when Drag, I was like, yeah, I could fuck with that.
Yo, I spit these balls to make the head shake. Fuck bitches to the bed break. Let's see how much lead you can take.
Like, it was only like that first Rough Riders volume was the only hot volume. Huh?
Yeah, then they came out with two, and that was
two was like mediocre. It was mediocre, dog.
And three.
Three, all the hottest shit on three was Cassidy, son.
Yeah, but two, matter of fact, you know, two was mediocre because the first track was the shit. That was the dern, dern, dern.
Yeah, oh,
that was
off of three?
Huh?
That was off of three. That was off of three.
That was three?
Yeah.
Was it three?
No, that was two.
That was two.
Yeah, that was two because the first song was that. And then I remember they had the holiday.
Yeah, that was two. And then they had that Kiss joint on there.
Yeah.
That was,
and then the one John with, he was like, pushing for the single. And that was with Dragon.
If that's the case, then fucking three was terrible.
Yeah, three. Three was horrible.
Who was on there? Three had that, what you call this shit, that Lock song on there. That all my niggas, guns, keep hustling. That shit. What else was on three?
Part two had Go Ahead.
Yeah. Part two was tight popping. Right. Three had fucking Cassidy. That was the hottest track on three. Shit with Cassidy.
Yeah. Yeah, Cassidy's been out for a minute.
Yeah, he has. Niggas don't remember Cassidy. He was on the first. He was on Volume Two also.
Hey, which one was the beat? It was like a smooth beat. It was a long ass song.
You don't want to walk.
He was like, I think he was like, Cassidy, I can rock like a boat when you go fishing. And yo, listen, I'm the general that toes chicken. I'm so sick, I could tell by the expression on my face that I get in that ass like Preparation H.
I remember that shit.
That's when I first heard that, nigga.
I don't remember that shit where it was from. I heard Cassidy fucked down for a grip. Matter of fact, I think the nigga might have been on, Volume 1.
Oh, Cassidy?
Yeah. It might have been on Volume 1. If it's not Volume 1, it was definitely Volume 2. When I first heard it. Because I didn't even know that was him.
Wait, hold on. I got one more for you.
What is it, another Ja Rule shit?
Yeah, this shit is hilarious.
Oh, Lord.
I didn't know they made four of them.
Ladies and gentlemen, the wait is over. Remix Records proudly presents Ja Rule Duet 4. On Ja Rule Duets 4, you'll get
Complicated. Yeah. Frustrated. Holla.
On Ja Rule Duets 4, you'll get this smash hit.
What I do is about you. When I'm with my boo, crazy over you, holla.
Once again, you will be reminded that nobody rocks harder than Ja. Here's proof.
Sky, fly, what would I be without you?
Includes this very special bonus track that's guaranteed to be the wedding song of the year.
All I want, my arms, hard to believe, holla.
Ja Rule Duets 4, get yours today. Operators are standing by.
Standing by, holla.
About it, like that nigga, every song that he was in, that was his like trademark.
Yo, nigga, he stays there. What would I be without you? Yo, I'm about to fucking bust my stomach, God. This shit is mad funny, son. You know that should be funny. Oh, man.
Fucking shit it on that nigga.
Yeah.
Definitely pulled it.
Probably why he's nowhere to be found now.
Yeah.
I could have sworn y'all heard the nigga change his name, son. He doesn't rap as John.
He changed his name to Loki or something like that, wasn't it?
Yeah.
To who?
Loki or something.
You have any oatmeal?
He needs to change his name to Dookie because he's garbage.
That's the name of the mask in the mask, ain't it? Loki.
Yeah.
I was like, what? Tyrese changed his name too.
Who?
Tyrese.
I forgot about that nigga. Tyrese and Sil, they both look alike. Just one of them has a scar on his face.
Oh, nah, Sil's blacker than, way blacker than Tyrese.
Which one is whack? What are you talking about?
Sil and Tyrese. What is Tyrese's new name? He got a new rapping name.
I think MC Scratch and Sniff.
Nigga said, hey, mama, you need some change? Watching Baby Boy. And you know when a nigga was taking his mom's son's mom's down, the nigga was like, hey, mama, you need some change?
Mm-hmm.
That shit was funny. Ah, man. Yo, my son held this whole movie together. Son.
Y'all don't want me here? Fuck it, I'll leave. Y'all over there insinuating.
Yeah, he held the whole movie together, son. Yeah. That nigga, what's his name? Omar Gooden, man.
I love y'all.
Mm-hmm. I love y'all.
Matter of fact, I love you more because I love you. Kim wouldn't even be here.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all bought me these new clothes. The video game.
Video game, straight up.
I ain't got no family.
They try to front on them now.
Yeah.
I love y'all. Insinuating. Oh, man, that shit was so funny, guys.
What?
That Josh shit. Yo, that shit was so funny, guys. Oh, man.
Yo, Baby Boy was fucking hilarious, though.
What was so funny about it? He's commerce, nigga.
Jody's a bitch-ass nigga always crying, dog. That shit was hilarious.
Yeah, he was from exactly.
Jody was a band.
Yeah, he was.
Nigga always crying. Always crying about something.
But this is my woman. You see? My woman. She's like, yo, he punched the shit out of Tyrese.
Fool Snoop.
Nah. What's the name?
Melvin.
Yeah, Melvin. He pushed Melvin. Melvin slugged the shit out of him.
Tyrese always got the short end of the stick in that movie, man.
Yeah.
That shit was hilarious, though.
He wanna fuck with a nigga that got two strikes. You know what I mean? He wanna fuck with a nigga.
Yeah. I'd have gave it to his mom.
Oh, yeah.
Mom's bad as shit. Forgot her name. What the fuck is her name?
Cheryl Lee Ralph, I think.
Nah, hell no, nigga. That wasn't no Cheryl Lee Ralph, nigga.
Yes, that was, dog.
Cheryl Lee Ralph is that chick from what you call it, son?
From the Waitress Show, right?
Nah,
oh, you know what? You're right. Yeah, that's not her. I forgot her name.
I think her name was Tamara or something. Tamara Bass or something like that.
No, she is. Ooh, fire.
Yeah, she's sexy. Hell
yeah. Yeah, she definitely fire. Is.
Fire.
Yeah, she's fire.
I would give my left nut.
Fire.
Left nut.
Yeah, you got two, so, I mean, why not?
Exactly. Who's the baddest bitch out there right now?
Your mother.
That's
hard. You knew that was coming.
Yeah, that's kind of hard to, you know. A lot of bad chicks out there. I'm running with Nunu, God, straight up.
Yo, Nunu, oh, man. You know she's my wallpaper on my computer, right?
Nunu's my bitch, though.
Yo, Nunu is the fucking... Oh,
nah, the baddest has to be Kim Kardashian.
I don't like that bitch, though. She's
what?
All right, but...
I don't even know who that shit is.
The John off of Ray J.
She's all right.
She had that sex scandal.
But I was looking at a picture the other day in a magazine, right? And maybe it's what she had on. That shit didn't look sexy at all, what she had on.
What about, what's her name?
I'm
Sarah Lathan or something like that? Or
Tanaya Lathan? Tanaya Lathan?
Yeah,
she's a sex pop, but she's all right. She's a regular woman. You know what I'm
she's
saying?
She's not fucking with Nunu, God.
She's a chick I would see on the street.
Mm-hmm.
But Nunu now? Nunu is serious, bitch.
Nunu is
serious, dog. She's real. She's Nunu is the one, dude.
I think she might be the bad to me, son. That's like the baddest shit out there right now. Bro.
Oh yeah, she's Nunu is serious, dog.
Jesus Christ.
Let me tell you something. I see it when I fucking turn my computer on, I see it every day. Every
she's
day.
Bad, son.
That's the first chick that I ever did that with. Ever. Yo, I don't, cause dog, I'm like, But that's the first chick that I ever. Her and to me, her and fucking Alicia Keys.
I don't know. These keys kind of fell off to me, man.
What are you crazy? Yo,
you crazy?
Got so fucking thick, dog.
Yeah, her
you
ass
crazy.
Is crazy, dog.
Oh my god. Yo, Alicia Keys used to be a little skinny bitch with braids and this, that, and the other.
Yeah.
Well, now she's thickened up, and that bitch. Oh, Alicia Keys looks so fucking good. Dude. And you know what? I don't even like red bones like that. You know what I'm saying? Like red bones are okay, but I don't pay red bones attention because everyone does. You know what I'm saying? But those two bitches?
Yeah, straight up. Especially
I'm telling you,
though. You can get it.
Yo, them fucking dimples, too? Ooh.
Yeah, God, that's
oh, man. Dog, Nunu? Woo!
He definitely
he was.
Nunu, son?
Give me about 3.5 minutes.
Can I be the first, son? Straight up. I ever get on, I'll be the first thing I make sure I skeet in them.
Oh, yeah, dog. Nope. I will poke holes in the condom, dog.
Straight up, I'm definitely skiing in half. I get on.
Like, yo, listen,
streaming.
Oh, shit. Damn, how'd you get pregnant? Well, listen, I want to keep my baby. I wanna
straight
keep
up! I want to keep my beautiful baby.
I'm sorry, I want to keep my baby.
Because I know my baby's going to look beautiful coming out of her.
Oh, man. Nunu is fucking. She's
yeah.
the truth, dog.
Definitely.
That takes nothing away from Dawson. Now, who's a bad Dawson bitch? Let's go that
ox skin.
Yeah.
I'm running with my bitch Gabrielle, man.
You know what?
She's
like
brown
her,
skin.
I mean, brown skin, dog.
Same thing. Dark skin, brown skin. All right. But I don't like. I like her, but it's something about Gabrielle that's like.
What? She's rocking, my dude.
I don't think she's fire though. She's not. To me, Gabrielle's not fire.
I'm gonna tell you who's the sexiest brown skin. I mean dark skin.
Oh.
Bahamadia, man. Let's go.
Damn, shorty god damn.
I'm trying to think of dark shit.
If you had your choice, Bahamadia or Missy Elliott?
Missy?
I
don't even know who that other chick is.
What about Missy and Rage, Lady of Rage?
Lady of Rage.
I think Missy's kind of sexy, yo. Missy is sexy.
I'll go end on Lady of Rage. Straight up. Straight up, I'll go end on her.
She rough her stuff with an Afro puff.
Straight up, I'll go end on her. Hold on, that was the same chick that was on Steve Harvey, right?
Lady of Rage?
Yeah.
Was
it on Steve Harvey show?
No, I don't think so.
And who was that chick on the Steve Harvey?
Which one? The dumb bitch?
Yeah, I could have sworn that was her.
She's all right, too.
Is she a rapper?
No.
Leah Rage?
No. He's talking about the Steve Harvey girl. Cedric's girlfriend.
Nah. The bully chick. The bully bitch. That was
who
on the show.
The red bone chick?
Yeah.
Yes, I'm fucking going on her ass too, big ass bitch. That bitch is big as shit.
Yeah, she's big. I'm still going on her though.
Hell yeah, going on that big bitch.
And this can't forget about Regina, God. Regina.
Yeah. But see, all
some of these bitches, they all right, but they're not bad. Like, yeah. Nunu is bad. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Nunu is bad.
Nunu is bad, B. Like, Nunu is fucking, oh, man.
Yeah, that's a true story. So.
She's bad.
There's not like, too many others out there like her, my dude.
Yeah.
Hey, Cuba. Cuba.
I could have been to her.
Cuba's finished.
I mean, she's done. Cuba.
What?
Oh, there she go. Yeah. Hey, come to the phone right quick.
What?
All right, I have a question for you, okay?
Mm.
You have to pick one or the other.
Mm-hmm.
Craig Mack or Biggie Smalls. Which one you have to pick?
Wow.
And they're both horrible. One has crooked eyes, don't know where he's looking at. And he has a serious breathing problem. And the other one has pimples all over his face, big ass fucking lip.
Wait, pick him for what?
What you think? Getting it in.
You already know.
Yeah.
Yeah, you already know.
Getting it in.
Wow. Yeah.
Damn.
To make you wifey, too.
Yo, you think it's this?
Yo,
Biggie can't get on top then. Fuck that.
You know?
Biggie can't get on top.
So what you going with, Matt Craig?
Oh, man, I don't know.
I was fucked up, JJ.
Oh, but like, I want to every time during
Christmas.
She was funny,
though. Craig's back a big.
I got another one for you. All right. You ready?
Yeah.
What about KRS-One, or that dude Beetlejuice from the Howard Stern Show?
Beetlejuice? Beetlejuice got a little thing, though. Let's not forget.
That's some shit. That's gross.
I got a better one.
Yeah, that was funny, though.
Beetlejuice. Yeah. Either Heavy D, or the guy that sings that RoboCop. Here's the rap, here's the rap. Here's that thing.
Oh,
yeah,
God.
The beat's like. Didin, didin, didin.
Oh,
who that is?
Chub Rock.
It's Chub Rock, yeah, or Chub Rock.
Or Cool G Rap.
Yeah, Cool G Rap's another ugly motherfucker.
That's brick mouth, nigga. remember him from Who's the Man?
Yeah.
Y'all remember him from Who's the Man?
Yeah, I remember him.
He's like, you need to stop the nigga Bill Burry. He's like, you need to stop talking all that shit, G. It's your ugly ass. like you bit a brick.
Oh, shit, that's funny.
Brick mouth. Yeah, I ain't making it easy.
That's funny.
I don't know.
I got another one for you. You ready?
Surprise, somebody threw Flav out there.
That's what I was just about to say, too. I was about to say Flavor Flav or Dylan Dillinger from fucking making the band. Which one?
Oh, wow. Nice.
Gotta pick one.
Oh, wow. Oh, Lord.
I got a good one for you. You ready?
Bro, hold on. What about this? Special Ed or Chris Rock?
Oh. Okay, Chris Rock will make me laugh. Chris Rock.
Oh, Lord.
All right, here we go. The Florida edition. All right?
Mm-hmm.
Rick Ross. or listen to this one now. Rick Ross or Trick Daddy.
Baby, because I'm a thug.
Uh-huh. You got to pick one.
Mm-hmm.
Man.
What about Lil Wayne or
Craig David?
Or or ODB.
Oh, boy, that's a good one.
Before the weight.
That's,
you know, yeah, when he was skinny.
Even be allowed to be in the category. Like, they shouldn't even count.
Mm-hmm. Oh, man. I got one for you, JJ.
What up?
Ah, man, which one of the Golden Girls you fuck?
Oh, Lord. So you know which one of the Golden Girls. I'm one of the freakiest one. Blair,
yeah,
or whatever her name is. Blanche or whatever.
Blanche, nigga.
Yeah, Blanche gets a pappy.
Blanche Devereaux, nigga.
I've always wanted her.
Bro, they can front me too, son. I don't know why. I don't know why. Maybe it's because she looked like she.
Ew, you guys like to bag old ladies.
And she was just a straight up freako, son.
Yeah.
Freako, and she's y'all straight up freako, my dude.
Which one? The
French?
Young one, right?
Yeah,
the young one.
Freako. Like, she didn't rock with anybody. Damn, son, she got bad ass. I was like, yeah. Her name, Tara P. Henson, or something like that? Tahara, whatever it is.
Who?
What's that chick name? Tahara P. Henson or whatever. Tara G. Whatever the fuck. Is that the chick from Baby? Oh, yeah. Raji. Yeah, that's what I was saying. But she can. Definitely. She can get it.
Man.
That was funny. That niggas is crazy. Oh, man. Niggas. Ugly niggas. That shit was funny. Niggas crack neck or big. That was funny. Oh, man. It's just so funny than that.
Oh, man.
Hell, they put this shit on TV. That's disgusting.
Oh, what happened?
That nigga put Brokeback Mountain. Pretty disgusting.
It is. You know what's crazy is that I was talking to somebody and they were like, oh, wouldn't you watch that movie with me? I'm like, yo, listen, I'll never watch it.
Never watch. I've never even. That's disgusting.
Ever in my life.
Cow.
What do you think was the hottest Ghostface album out?
Yeah, I was feeling what you call it.
Supreme Clientele?
Yeah, nigga.
Yeah.
Tommy the Dover.
Yeah.
My shit was Nutmeg.
Oh, the joint, what? Is that the joint? Is like, dun.
Uh-huh.
Dun. Yeah.
Nah, that's the, that's, I know what you're talking about. That's not that. That Nutmeg shit is the, RZA. Then that shit, Buck 50, yeah, that was my album. But the one he just came out with wasn't all that bad.
Fishcale.
He got four mics in the sauce.
Nah, nigga, he just came out with another one, nigga.
Yeah, they got four mics in the sauce, yeah.
That big dough rehab.
Yeah, exactly. Got four mics.
Oh, you can't go by them four mic shit.
Shit is hot, son. That shit is not bad, son. The last three Ghost albums wasn't bad, God. Definitely wasn't. That was just. Matter of fact, Wallace was a little, I don't know. I didn't like that shit. Fishkill, that shit was.
I shitted on your hood, kid. I shitted on your hood.
More Fish? I didn't like More Fish. That was some song by fucking Joe Smith. Back now. Joe Last Day. Motherfucking syrup sandwiches, nigga.
Oh, yeah.
Straight up. Sugar sandwiches.
scallop sandwich. Wow.
Fucking hang you by your nuts.
Mm-hmm. The beef is just gonna spike that.
Fucking sew your asshole together and keep feeding you. Feeding you.
Damn, Dave Chappelle do some shit like that too?
Yeah.
That shit was funny because he was the white dude when he did it, right?
Yeah.
That nigga stupid when he's that white dude. Damn, I got this damn awesome bitch. I would like to watch that.
Hey, Cuba. Lord. I think she's half retarded.
In and out like she can pee.
Yeah.
Yo, you play y'all. Fucking played my track way too early. Way too early. I was supposed to be crunch time.
Oh, yeah?
Which was word. Yeah, please listen to my mixtape.
Medicaid card?
What happened? Nah, not the Medicaid card. We didn't play the Medicaid card.
Yeah, the Medicaid card.
You let the secret out the bag too quick. So good. Still might need to borrow that.
Already know.
Oh, let me play this track for this nigga. I can find this shit.
He said, please listen to my mixtape. All
right, here we go.
Album coming November. Remember that, big face.
Sword or shotgun. Riding through the hood, waiting to get drunk. Anybody move, a nigga gone dumb. Without the hammer, nigga, we gone dumb. Rats everywhere, Jake on that bullshit. Trying to stop my car, thinking I got a phone clip. Fuck it, come and get me. My slow is swift, you a buck 50. I don't know you, nigga, I'll blow you, nigga. I put holes in your motherfucking go-to, nigga. A party ain't a party, unless she come through. You don't know about me and my crew. These blocks.
I'm filming that track.
Yeah, that shit is hot, son. It is hot. So I don't put out bullshit. I don't put out bullshit in me. Everything I put to the table, crack.
Where does Gargamoyle on the face ass nigga go?
Hey, nigga.
Sloth in the chin ass nigga.
Sloth. Wow. Wow. Sloth. That's funny.
Thank you.
Oh.
What?
Body bag in the face ass nigga. I remember the Titans in the face ass nigga.
The flags of our fathers in the face.
Flags of our fathers.
Oh man, this nigga is crazy, guys.
What would I be without you?
That shit is funny, son. Oh man, that shit is so funny. That shit is too funny. Pussy's over here typing text wars to shorty.
Oh.
Hey.
Oh, hey.
He's over there making love to a screensaver.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Forgot about my screensaver. Mm-hmm.
Oh, here you go, here you go, here you go.
Shut up. Yo, who you fuck, son?
No,
what the real shit?
Pass
Kim
that,
or Fox?
Yo, where the weed at?
Who you fuck, Kim or Fox?
Kim or Fox?
Evil fucking brat.
Which one is it?
Yo.
Brat.
I gotta run
with
her.
I gotta run with her.
Nah, I'm fucking East though, girl. I'd rather brat my brain. Not a brat guy right now. She's a lady like
this. She looks like
this.
Little
nigga
Jermaine.
Mary and Deborah Cox.
Shout out to all of the sweet potato fry eating bitches.
The yuca fry eating bitches.
Especially the one with the pimples on the booty.
Pimples on her booty, too. Shout out to all of the women that are their hair.
Yeah. Shout out to all the fat girls that are eating right now.
Straight up. Shout out to all of the fat girls that GPS case on McDonald's. Yeah. Shout out to the Mob Garrow, Sharon, Elvin.
And the non existent black woman. Shout out to the hair that doesn't grow between my fucking the top of my head and my fucking goatee. Shout out to the patches, the fucking bass patches in my fucking fake ass beard that doesn't connect. Shout out to the tartar on my teeth. I wanna give a shout out to that piece of skin right under my balls.
Exactly.
I
want
to give a shout out to that black shit under my toenail that I've just been trying to get out for the last couple of years that I can't. Shout out to that big ass wet booger that I just picked out of my nose.
I can't find. I'm digging in my nose too.
You gotta do it. Gotta do it. Shout out to the box of instant grits that I just bought from the store.
Straight up.
Shout out to my baby tooth that I hide with a stick of gum when I talk.
Shout out to Cuba. Is she still awake or alive?
Cuba.
She's dead. She's more though. She might be dead, son.
That bitch.
Yeah. Shout out to all the dirty black African niggas out there.
Shout out to all the niggas outside, all the fucking $7 an hour security guards outside freezing right now.
Hard life. Shout out to the niggas that grind. Struggle, man.
Shout out to all the postal workers.
Namely my son 40.
And messengers.
So, shout out to the dust heads.
Shout out to Coke.
Out.
Shout out to Pepsi.
Oh, boy.
Shout out to Purple Haze.
Shout out to arm candy.
What the fuck is that?
Heroin.
Oh, okay, all right.
Yeah. Shout out to all the addicts and fiends, man. I don't know where the hell I would be without you.
Yeah.
Shout out to the creator of the Dutch Master. And shout out to Snoop for Blunt Rap, baby.
Shout out to condoms and what I don't use.
Yeah, hey. Shout out to the diseases that I hopefully never get.
Shout out to the AIDS Task Force, man. Free condom.
Yeah.
Yeah, and fuck you, the inventor of AIDS. Whoever invented it in the laboratory that makes me have to fucking wear a condom now, you fucking piece of shit.
Hey, man.
Kiss my fucking ass.
Shout out to all the dirty ass Mexicans that came up with that new disease that we have to worry about now.
Shout out to the fucking bug that I caught a couple of days ago that had me fucking sick and weak. Now I'm feeling a little better now, thankfully.
Shout out to Bush for fucking the economy up forever.
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
That was a good shot right there.
Shout out to his fucking daughters for being drunk and hoarse.
Yeah, man. Shout out to all the drunken hoes.
The white drunken hoes.
The white, yes. Drunken hot girls. Definitely white girls.
Shout out to all the nymphos.
Why not?
And the chicks with 10 kids at the age of 21.
Yeah. Outcome. Shout out to the chick that brained me off last night. Know who you are.
Shout out to Mother Nature and it being cold as hell outside.
Whoa. Straight up. You're a bitch, Mother Nature. Straight up. Now watch niggas get fucking snow and some shit.
It's supposed to get rain tomorrow.
Oh. Make my job even harder. Ah.
Shout out to the creator of Xbox 360. And Call of Duty 4.
I gotta shout you out for that one, dog.
And yeah. Shout out to the creator of the chat line.
Oh, yeah. Word. Yeah, that's a must. And shout out to the creator of MySpace.
And Moco Space.
Hold on, how come you don't go in the chat line anymore?
I don't know, Nick. I ain't been on that shit a mad one.
Yeah, I mean, you kind of outgrow that.
Okay.
Can't front. I wanted to call it the other day, though. I wasn't going to call you.
Straight up, I go in on that shit and just talking shit. Go in. Shutting niggas' traps. Turn these bitches to
shut.
Spread. Turn these bitches to drop and spread their cheeks.
I'm just asking.
Shout out to all of the ladies that keep their legs up.
Like traffic lights.
Like motherfucking cholesterol.
Shout out to the nearest McDonald's that I'm about to hit up and go straight to sleep because I'm a fat bastard. The french fries will be fresh.
Shout out to my peanut butter and jelly sandwich. Smuckers, man. Pretty much.
That's pretty much it.
Yeah, I can't think of no other people I can really rag on right now and shout out.
Shout out to
yes.
Two Girls, One Cup.
Yeah, man. Definitely shout out to Two Cup. Pretty much, you know.
Shout out to the fags that made Meat Spin.
What the Lord.
Maybe I shouldn't have did that.
Nah, I don't think you should have did that one. That sounded pretty mo. But I really don't know because I don't know what the hell that should have.
Shout out to HSBC for every time I pay my bill, my car note, they pass me through to some non-English speaking bastard in India.
Shout out to the free clinic.
Oh, yeah.
Straight up.
Shout out to the makers of all the diseases that you can get rid of.
Much.
Because all that does is just give me a warning, like, okay, this bitch is dirty, let me get rid of this, and get rid of her.
Pretty much.
Hilarious.
All right, 2 o'clock, man. I'll see you tomorrow. We out of here.
One.